Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Right on.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. So without further ado, what a wonderful show we have for you this morning. We're going to have some very interesting topics like we do every single Monday. And on this beautiful, wonderful Monday, I just got to tell everybody I had a wonderful birthday, July 23rd, this past Saturday, which was the Sabbath Saturday. It was phenomenal. It was fantastic. And I just want to send a shout-out to everyone who wished me a happy birthday on my birthday. I just turned something years old, and I'm really happy about it. And I don't know what else to say. But today, our show will be hosted by none other than the wonderful and phenomenal Professor Reams and the wonderful and phenomenal, fantastic Clarence M. Allen. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it right on over to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, good morning. Please take the floor, Professor Reams. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones and
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, loud and clear.
Okay, perfect. So, good morning, everyone. You've now reached the best Blog Talk Radio program, of which we're going to once again do the Real Deal Holyfield, of which we will look at every issue that is pertinent, but also which will be very informative so that you know where we stand, but also how it relates to God and his love and his grace and mercy. So with that, good morning, good morning, good morning. But I'm just the warm-up act. The real act comes with the phenomenal Pastor Jones, but also to the regulator. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones. All right. So also, is Clarence Allen on the line?
Yes. Good morning, Clarence Jim Allen. Good morning, Clarence. How are you?
Good morning, Professor Raines. Good morning to our host, Pastor Eddie Jones. Good morning to our co-panelists, but especially good morning to all our wonderful listeners out there, our followers out there, those who appreciate this information that Pastor Eddie creates every Monday morning, because we're producing the hot topic. And this morning, he has two more topics that he's going to bring to you. So welcome to the greatest Monday morning blog talk show in the land, Rick, the Eddie Jesse Jones radio show. Good morning, guys.
And so, Pastor Jones, once again, a wonderful, very happy belated birthday. We hope that you did enjoy the wonderful time that you had in reaching your something-something dear. And if you're still on, can you tell us what you did, or what was the best thing that happened on that day of yesterday?
Well, I got to tell you, it was a wonderful birthday. I actually, what made it even wonderful was I had Bible study on my birthday. That was one of the greatest things. And then I was very grateful. All my kids called me. And, you know, I was just so grateful to make it through COVID-19 and everything, and all the kids, you know, saying hello, and other family members. And then all the hits I got on Facebook and from friends on Instagram and Facebook and Messenger. I just wanted to thank everybody who wished me a happy birthday and everybody who prayed for me. And it just is so amazing just to make another year, because people take it for granted, and we lost so many people to COVID-19 and so many other terrible things. I want everybody to know I'm live on location at the Mission, where today Kirk Franklin is going to be performing. Kirk Franklin and his gospel choir will be performing down here in downtown Los Angeles at the L.A. Mission, and that's where I am right now, and that's why I'm having Professor Reams host the show and Clarence M. Allen host the show. I'll be going in and out, and I'll be saying something every now and then, but for the majority of the show, it will be these two phenomenal fine gentlemen, and we're just happy, and I'm going to leave it right there, and I want to say send a special shout-out to Wanda, and want to send a special shout-out to all the wonderful birthday gifts that I received, and all the birthday gifts that are just, you know, I'm just happy. That's all I can say, happy, and praise God from whom all blessings flow. Professor Reams, are you there?
Excellent. Yes, I'm here. That is we're glad that you had a wonderful, blessed day, especially being able to do the Bible lesson and all. And I'm so happy that family members came together, because it's very important that we get a chance to smell the roses while we're here, and not wait until there's a disaster or so. And so, Clarence, what are your thoughts?
Yes, sir, Pastor Eddie. First of all, once again, Professor Raines, once again, Pastor Eddie, God bless you on your new year, your new age, and appreciate all that. But I'm just ready to get to these hot-button topics, get into our segment. We will have the other co-panelists coming on throughout the show. So, Professor Raines, Crenshaw.
Thank you, Clarence. Now, we are having some sound in the background, so I'm not sure if we're able to mute or but otherwise, yes, let's get into the topic.
Let's get that sound in the background. Is this better?
Okay, so Yes, it's much better. We don't hear it, so we're good. So, first of all, let's get the word of the week out of the way, because I always like to see how inspirational it is when we have that. The word of the week today is grateful, and we'll get into later on the scripture. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 16. So with that in mind, our first topic is the Justice for Israel, Izzy Spencer Scott, the four-year-old who drowned in Georgia on the second day of his swimming lesson. That's the first topic. The second topic is dealing with monkeypox and what it is and what can be done as far as, prevention, and also what can be done to keep it from spreading. So with these two topics now, we'll start with Izzy Scott. Now, from reading over the article that was shared, this happened in Georgia, and that Izzy's mom, like any other mom, made sure to review what would be a good fit for her baby to start learning how to swim. And they had found a instructor, and then they were at a private pool that was there. And so the first day it went out, and the process was that the parents, once they dropped the kids off, would wait outside, to make sure that whatever is there, possibly maybe because of potential COVID or too much contact or whatever is in general, that, and plus, limited space, that the parents would wait in the car, and that the lesson would last for an hour, 30 minutes to an hour, on what to do in the swim. And the process that would occur from the first day was at the end, the students would swim around the pool into the deep end, and then afterwards during that time, the instructor would stay in the pool and make sure they made their rounds, and then they would make sure that the kids are out before the next set of students would come in. Well, unfortunately, we're unsure what happened, that Izzy was found, bless his heart, at the bottom of the pool and was non-responsive. And so they had to bring him up. The instructor or the paramedics had to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and he was taken to the hospital. But unfortunately, he died that day. And it was very much heartbreaking for anybody to find out that their child of 4 years old, that they took swimming, that they did every aspect to make sure that everything was safe, was now gone. And the initial investigation from the police was that there was no foul play involved and that it was an accident. The only problem is that when the family was asking the details on, okay, well, what happened, who was involved, and all these other things like that, that the investigators, police, did not turn over what the details were. So the parents do not know what happened. And this has, with any of us, we found out we don't know what actually happened. Now there's an area of suspicion, wondering exactly, okay, what did happen? What was not done overall? Because as a lawyer and also legal professor, when something like this happens and you turn your child over to an organization or to any sort of private institution where they're now in the care of the provider, a duty of care, where this person or whoever is involved has the duty to make sure that you, your child, are safe, that they're not going to be harmed, that there's nothing that's going to happen to them that they wouldn't have to happen to their own child. Well, part of negligence is there's a duty. Next step would be the breach, and the breach would be that the death of Izzy was a breach of that care. And then as we go forward, we have to find the cause and then what the damages are. Now, what they're alleging is for justice is criminal negligence, because it definitely was an accident, but, you know, a crime could have been committed of some type or some sort of horsing around or whatever it is that may have occurred that was not done, or it might have been deliberate in some way but accidental. And so in a case like this, you have both a criminal, which would be criminal negligence, but then you could also have a civil, which is just, you know, negligence overall. So you could file cases in both criminal and civil court to resolve what happened. So the biggest thing that we don't know is what happened. How did this occur? The 10 kids that are there, everyone came out. Why was it so difficult, or what was going on where you didn't notice that one child was having problems, you know, in the water? So this is where we are, and the investigation, this happened about a month ago, so that's why the parents are demanding an investigation, or at least whatever the findings are. And with the authorities holding back the information, this makes everyone suspicious to where this would rightfully so result in some sort of lawsuit. So that is what we know so far. Now, Clarence, if you have other information, please share that. But this is the basis of the
Professor Reeves, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Brother Clarence, before you jump in there, I can hear you. Before you jump in, Clarence, I want to invite Talana onto the show. Good morning, Talana. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good morning, Talana.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. And
okay, there's a little noise out here where I'm at, because I'm out here on a mission at the LA Mission, where Kirk Franklin is going to be performing today for the community along with his choir. But we're talking about a young man, Izzy, and here's what I want to say about that real quick. First of all, there needs to be, this should go all the way to the Justice Department. There needs to be an investigation on the family who owns the swimming pool. There's no way that young Izzy, 4 years old, who went on his second day for a swimming lesson, should have ended up dead in the deep end of the pool, where they said he was getting rings from the bottom of the pool and coming up, and he should have been supervised. 4 years old, you can't go to the bottom of a pool and come back up without supervision. That's just completely impossible. And one person is saying it was 9 kids in the pool. The other person is saying it's 10 kids in the pool. There's something wrong with that picture. My heart goes out with the Scott family, with the mother and the father, Mr. and Mrs. Scott, the other brother, the sibling, the sister, and the brother. My heart goes out to them, because every day she said the worst knock on the window that she ever received on her car, where she was sitting outside waiting for her son to finish swimming lessons, was when they knocked on the car door window and told her son had drowned in the pool. Unbelievable, unacceptable. It's just unbelievable. My heart goes out. I'm almost in tears over losing a 4-year-old young African American male who had when you see him in his suits and you look at him, he was just ready for life. Now he's lifeless, and every day this mother's going to think about what happened to her son in that swimming pool. So my heart goes out to the family. Clarence and Malin, take the floor. Give us your take on this, and then we'll hear from Talana. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. And there are no smoking guns. It's the real deal, Holyfield. Go right ahead, Brother Clarence. Brother Clarence, are you there? Professor Reams, are you there?
Oh, I'm still here, Pastor Jones. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Why don't you go ahead and take over until we get Clarence back in? I don't know what happened.
Yes. So Pastor Jones raises a great, great thing, that this should never have happened if there had been proper supervision. And it doesn't make any sense. And the fact that they're not sharing the details of what went on, or whether they follow the proper procedure of having someone supervised by going down the deep pool, and the idea of having them, even a person or a child 4 years old who is just learning how to swim, to go to the deep side of the pool is ridiculous to me, because the fact that, once again, this is where they're learning their skills. This is not, you get jumped in the deep pool and then you do the best you can. So that that has been troubling me ever since I reviewed all the facts that's here, as I stated. Now, Clarence, are you here?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Is the van locked up?
Barely. Clarence or Pastor Jones?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you a lot better. But then that noise keeps coming in.
Yes, I think it's Pastor, I'm using the phone a little bit. Yes, this is just another tragedy. That we have tragedy after tragedy, incident after incident when it comes to being a person of color in this nation and primarily of African descent. You know, it's a shame this young boy, 4 years old. I have a four-year-old granddaughter. Can't even imagine it. Looking at his picture, he's just a handsome young man. But I want to share something from the Shade Room. And so it reads, a mother seeks answers after her four-year-old boy died during a supervised swim lesson in Georgia last month. His family says an instructor with a history of being distracted and not following proper guidelines likely led to the boy's drowning. And the instructor name is, I believe, Justin Carter. And Israel's godmother, named Dory, said her son was nervous when she signed him up for a week of supervised swim lessons last month, but also excited to start. Israel was on his second day of swim lessons when a tragic incident occurred at a residential pool back on June 14th. She told the TSR investigators that the instructor, Lexi Currington, Tin Houston, had told her that parents were not allowed to sit in on swimming lessons. So for the first 2 days, she sat in her car while she waited for Israel. Things were well enough on the first day. However, on day two, Scott said her worst nightmare came true. A nurse on the scene performed CPR on the young boy after being found unresponsive in the pool, after being rushed by ambulance to an area hospital where he later died. Although now no foul play is suspected, authorities said the investigation as to whether criminal negligence involved continue. Burke County Sheriff's Office Captain Jimmy Wiles told the outlet. And so this is just and a shame. This is not a public pool or county pool. It sounds as if this is a private pool, maybe even on somebody's personal property. But, you know, we have to, you know, do our search on people, do our research on people, because according to the Shade Room, this instructor has a history of being distracted. And when we talk about water and water that we can stand on the bottom and our head and neck and maybe even waist isn't above the water, we have to be concerned and serious issues with the history of this instructor. So, man, my condolences go out to the mother, the father, and the entire family of this young man.
And Brother Clarence, excuse me for interrupting so abruptly. I got to say this. Every one of those kids learning how to swim should have on floaters. They should have on a floating vest, especially if they're 4 years and under or 5 or 6 years under. They should all have on a vest so they can float in the water. And number two, which is actually number one, that swimming pool needs to be shut down. It needs to be a super big investigation, and they need to get down to the bottom of what's really going on. So there's a petition for everyone to sign. And Professor Reams, perhaps you could tell them about the petition that's out there for people to sign so we can get some justice for Izzy. Because young Izzy did not deserve to die in a pool. He was already afraid. And most people who don't know how to swim are afraid of the water. And that's the reason why they're there to take lessons, not to go there and die. I'm going to leave that right there. I'm going to go to Talana Jones. Talana Jones, take the floor. Tell us how you feel about what happened to Izzy in that swimming pool on that terrible day when the mother received a knock on her window on her car telling her they wouldn't even allow her to stand there and watch her son. There's no way in God's green earth that I wouldn't be in there with my son and my daughter, and they're only 4 years old. Even if I have to watch through the fence, I'm not going to be sitting in the car. But they gave her no choice but to sit in the car. So that was the worst knock on the window she said she ever received in her life. Without further ado, Talana Jones, take the floor. Give us your take on what happened to young Izzy in that swimming pool.
I'm just going to say that I'll share with just like the rest of the panel my condolences to the entire family. And personally, if my child is not able to be supervised by me in any other situation, COVID or not, I wouldn't allow my child to go alone. And we've always believed in the buddy system. So that's some entirely not paying attention, not doing your job as a lifeguard, or understanding your skills to teach a child how to swim. I don't quite understand that. It's very saddening. And my heart also goes out to the entire family yet again. It's just tragic, and it's unexplainable. Like, there's no excuse for not taking care or supervising your child, or also giving someone else permission who you're not familiar with to watch your child in a swimming pool. That is just kind of harsh. So it's bad on both sides, and so just as worse as it is for the family, it just will make them, you know, I would love on my family and everyone else and tell them that, oh, God, every moment that you get with your child is precious. Cherish every moment. That's all I have to say.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And to add to that, Pastor Jones indicated the petitions that are out here. We have both a petition and also GoFundMe, of which what you do is that you type in petition, then Israel, Israel, and then you can put in Izzy as well. Spencer Scott's death will not be in vain. So again, petition, Israel, Izzy, Spencer, Scott's death will not be in vain. And that will bring up a change.org, which is the petition site that they're using for this tragic accident. So it's https colon / www.change.org. But it's best to put petition for Israel Spencer Scott or Izzy Spencer Scott, and it will come up. It'll also show, when you scroll down, the www.gofundme, where it's the Israel Izzy Spencer Scott Foundation GoFundMe. And between the two, whatever your heart tells you to do or how you're going to support, here are two areas that can be very supportive so that the families can achieve justice for this tragedy that they're facing. So with that in mind, it also reflects, as Talana has definitely said, there isn't a situation where in our family where we as parents would not be there. We had our kids in the YMCA. But with that, they made sure that the parents had a seat, that they were watching the kids every minute of the day. We also got to know the instructor, and the instructor knew us and knew where we were going to be sitting to make sure there was no problems going on, especially when they were having so many folks there. So to have this as a private place, we shunned from those things out here because the fact that we wanted to make sure that we have proper supervision for both our children to be able to know how to swim. I was there not only for that, but also in gymnastics, but also in karate and anything else they're involved. Because once again, if they told me, as Talana mentioned, that I couldn't be in with a child, then goodbye. We're not working with you. We're finding somewhere else to go where we can be there to help supervise overall. Clarence, any thoughts?
you know, it just to piggyback on what Talana said, you said, and even Pastor Eddie said, you know, a four-year-old child, you know, it seemed like it should just raise some curiosity why the parents aren't allowed to be there beside that pool when a child is going there for a lesson. You know, I have no idea outskirts or the environment of the city where this young man was taken to go for swimming lessons. I mean, could there have been another facility? You know, I don't want to get too deep into that because, you know, we have to pray for these parents. We have to pray for that entire family. It's just another tragedy. It made me think of this other incident with Sesame Street Place or whatever that's called. They had a parade.
Right.
And now there's a protest and petitions against that company for discriminating against blacks where their mascots wouldn't shake their hand nor hug those children of color. And even one of them said no when the child went up
Brother Clarence.
Yeah.
I just have a minute to jump in, Brother Clarence. I just want everybody to know, just yesterday, a young man was shot and killed in Torrance, African-American male, shot and killed in Torrance. Over the weekend in San Bernardino, a young African 14-year-old was shot in the back by the San Bernardino police. Just want to give you some information. The grocery stores right now, the shelves are being cleared out. We were just in the store shopping, and even in the movie theater, they didn't have different sizes of popcorn cups. They didn't have pretzels. They didn't have hot dogs. They're trying to tell you that the news is going to tell everybody there's going to be a shortage of food. I'm telling you now. Be careful, watch, and be very careful. Somebody robbed a church over the weekend. The church is not even safe anymore. They're robbing churches now. This is the up-to-the-date news. You can check it out for yourself. But I am very concerned about what happened to Izzy. And I remember growing up, me and my siblings, and taking swimming lessons at the YWCA and the YMCA. And it was all good. Hold on a second. Clarence or Professor Reams, please take the floor.
Thank you, Pastor Jones, and also thank you for sharing with us the latest on food and resources overall. So now the next topic, but some of the other things that can be done is, as we've talked about, what things should we be looking for as signs. So just to summarize, first of all, we've mentioned the YMCA and YWCA. There are many places that are public that will allow access for young people, children, to be able to swim. So if in the future you're looking at wanting to go in that direction, that would be best because it's public. Everyone is included. The families normally must be there to be able to supervise the children. And it has worked out very well. Sometimes you pay a little fee here and there, or maybe a membership, but at least it makes sure that you're involved in the process. And the other thing is that the red flag is the private pools. Now, if you have your own pool, but you want to have and you're a swimmer, so then that's where the supervision comes in from you as a parent overall. And as the panel has mentioned, if you decide to go with a private pool then and a private instructor, then you definitely need to screen every aspect of it, because once again, you never know who's working there overall. I would also say you screen the YWCA and YMCA also, just in case, even though they go through their own diligent screening. So in doing so, take some preventions overall. And the other red flag is if they're not wearing like water wings and or floats over there, then that lets you know that there is going to be an issue, especially should there be a mistake, because once again, with those little flotillas on the body, it makes sure that regardless of what happens, that the child still is able to breathe, not going to slip through the cracks, go to the bottom, because they'll always be floating at the top. So with those preventative measures, that would make all the difference. Now, we also lead into, as Pastor Jones mentioned, the racial, you know, issues dealing with folks being mean and nasty and trying to harm our own. So that's also where you, as parents and as friends and as families, uncles, aunts, grandparents, need to also check the waters as well, if I may use that, to see what is the climate there. Is there animosity? Is there any hate? Is there any all these other things in general? Because just like that event that happened that Pastor Jones shared, then everyone is not being a good steward and acting in love and in support. So these are these trying times, but we have to, no different than driving on the freeway, drive and live defensively each and every day. So, Solana, any thoughts on that?
I absolutely agree. And just, I believe that any child under the age of 7, I would even say 8, any baby underage should have the privilege to have at least one parent to supervise. And
yes.
And again, the prayers, wow, it's kind of, this is so tragic to me. I just can't imagine how the family is feeling at all. And so soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby didn't understand, I'm sure. Israel was very, just to hear that, like, the baby is unsupervised and the lifeguard somehow, between however many children it was, 9 or 10 children, how are you not paying attention? Or how do you have a history of not paying attention and you still get the privilege to teach? After a certain amount of time in any field, if you, especially I'll use my field, if you work in the medical field, if you work in teaching, anything that has a license or a certification, if you're not doing your job diligently, they will either suspend you and or relieve you from your you don't have a job anymore. So, or
mm-hmm.
you have to take
yes.
necessary courses to get you back to your point. So it's like, how do you allow someone to be responsible for young ones and you're not physically responsible for self?
Amen.
Wow. I just don't know how to explain without saying, and it hurts my heart because the baby doesn't understand what to do, and then to be helpless without your mom or your daddy. It's a very bad way to lose a loved one. And how do you, oh, Lord, like, how does a family, how do we cope as a community knowing that in situations like these, in these signs of time, everything that's chaotic is getting worse? I don't hear any more positive news lately. It's been all negative. So how do we affect change in a world that's already growing more chaotic? I guess that is my question.
This is Pastor Jones. I want to jump in. Solana, fabulous, phenomenal words. We got to pray, 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 pray.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stay on our knees right now because the world, not just the United States, but the world is in shambles right now. We are fast approaching the last years of this late great planet called Earth. You can look at the wars going on, the deception going on, the lack of emotions, the lack of respect and dignity and integrity going on. You know, it says in God's commandments that this time would come. and we need to be paying close attention, not only on the case of Izzy, but all the different cases with the police brutality, the racism, the hatred, the animosity, the building of wars, all the people buying all these weapons and just robbing churches, mm-hmm. and no respect for pastors, killing preachers and innocent people. The world is out of control, and so we're praying for that. And with that being said, I'm going to yield back to Professor Reins. Professor Reins, please take the floor.
Yes, everyone. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, no, Kalana, you and Pastor Jones, you raised the excellent thing, and it's as we've already talked about, especially if you're Bible scholars dealing with the Book of Revelation. So overall, that the how the signs of the end times are coming. This is what we've been living through. It's just that we've been slowly, like the frog in the kettle, slowly inching and moving and inching and moving towards this final phase before we really get into the tribulation overall. And this is where the test is in our faith, as Pastor Jones mentioned, in our Lord and Savior, and to continue to pray, but also to continue to do what we're here to do, because it usually gets worse before it gets better. And we're constantly trying to get into great, not just good, but great trouble, in order to stay on the front line, because that's what he's asked us to do in light of everything that we're seeing. So we cannot become too faint of heart overall, even though we would have every reason to do to despair. So the one thing that I always tell my colleagues across the way, because we're dealing with team justice, dealing with the legal system, all the other things in general, is that we try to balance it out with finding joy where we can. Kick out those joys, but also revel in the fact that we're here to be able to make that change. And the next thing, just keep fighting and fighting and fighting until we can't fight no more, because in the long run, we'll be in the spot where we need to be and where God needs us to be when he makes his change. And you do know that the Father, when he gives and when he provides, he gives with interest. So this is the test that we're always faced with. And it's not once in a while. It is 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, every day of every and every night. We are being tested for how our faith in the Lord and his direction for us is. That's why I always say we trust in the Lord. You know, he'll bring it within his time, but he's never late overall. So that has been my encouragement to, in light of everything, in light of things going around, I think about World War II and the chaos that was going there, and isn't it, where there's a physical war going on. I think it's a civil war where there's a physical war going on, and we've had our ancestors that were tough to survive and to continue to thrive, and that we've come to a conclusion that there will never, ever, never be an opportunity of paradise. So overall, there's always going to be that level of struggle that we're going to have to go through as part of our penance in our journey with the Lord, since we have accepted him as our Lord and Savior. It's just part of our agreement, part of the covenant that we have with God. So those are my thoughts I share. So thank you, Talana. Thank you, Pastor Jones. Clarence, any thoughts?
Yes, Professor Reins, Pastor Ed, Talana, and to all our listeners, you know, as I was saying, this is just another sad, tragic event that when it comes to us, the level of respect, the level of acknowledgement, the level of just equality, it reeks with the stench of racism, the stench discrimination, the stench of just love, man, just to appreciate another person regardless of that person, what that person look like, who that person is, the color of that person, whatever they practice. We're all people here in this life, and, you know, for this young man, just in his fourth year of age, you know, a child at 4 years old don't know the difference from the deep end of the pool on average and the shallow end of the pool on average.
And so for me to read that particular piece in the Shade Room, that this instructor has a propensity for being distracted, goes back to what Pastor Jada Jones says. This school needs to be shut down. This guy needs to be investigated, also arrested for child endangerment, for one, just to begin with. And if not, some type of manslaughter charge needs to be applied to this guy so this guy can learn a lesson. You know, so, you know, this is just another shame. And, you know, not to take any air from this topic, but Pastor Eddie mentioned about some of the violence that we have had over the weekend. Yesterday, seven people were shot at Pet Park in the city of San Pedro. Two people have passed away. And so it's just so much going on in this nation and even around the world. Professor Raines, back to you.
Okay, thank you. And one final note. It was very interesting how the article that you mentioned that there is no foul play. However, how would they know that if they haven't provided the full details of what really happened? So that's the thing that bothers me very much about this is they've already concluded that there's no foul play. Well, then what was it? If you have nothing to hide, then you would be able to share the report. And if you're protecting someone, then it's going to come out in investigation. Whether it's your investigation or, you know, the good Lord will always find a way to having the truth to come out and to set us all free. So in that regard, that is what I'll be looking at as I'm monitoring the, I hope that this is not going to get buried and, you know, forgotten in the coming months, because again, it should be fairly straightforward on what happened, what can be done, and who can be charged. And as you mentioned, what needs to be shut down permanently, because as we speak, the school, I would imagine, or the pool is still operating, and they're just saying, oh, that's a tragic shame, but there hasn't been any recourse, which is the reason why the Scott family is going for the petition and also the GoFundMe to see if a real investigation can be done. Okay, so, all right, this has fantastic, and, I'll just say a brief prayer. Heavenly Father, please, please come and bless us all in these trying times. Please bless the Scott family. Yes.
Professor Raines, if I may just jump in for a second. I want to say this. There's no way in God's green earth, and God's earth is green all over, there's no way I would let my kids go to a swimming pool like that after what happened to Izzy. I would have people out there every day with signs and petitions, and we would boycott that swimming pool in our community, because that I would call that the killer pool, and we would protest that until the extreme very end.
And what's amazing, I don't know if anyone has seen anything like that happen. That's why I'm kind of taken aback that this hasn't had the response of petitions, marching and folks filing complaints and all these other things overall. So I hope that this is not being covered up as just one of those things again. That's why, the best that we can do is monitor it. And I would imagine that if you reach out to the family, depending on what else. Yes.
I apologize for interrupting, but I interrupted your prayer. I want you to start your prayer over, because I'm out here with all the stuff going on. We got Kirk Franklin here, and it's a lot of people, and it's a lot of noise, so I apologize. I couldn't hear you very well, but I want you to start that prayer all over again, because we need that prayer. And then after you finish that prayer, I want to talk about our next topic. But go right ahead. Please take the floor, Professor Raines.
Sure.
Take your time. Give us that much-needed prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. So again, Heavenly Father, please, please bless the Scott family, bless the folks that are involved, bless everyone who has been affected by this tragedy. We pray that in light of all the bad things that are going on, that some good will come of this, that through your grace and mercy, the truth will be revealed, that the Scott family will find closure to the death of their wonderful son, and that we all can learn from this tragedy, and that this is an example of things that we have to be responsible for through your grace and mercy. We also pray that all of us take a moment to just appreciate and be, the word of the week, grateful of the times that we're spending, as Talana mentioned, with our loved ones, because you never know when that's going to be taken away. And of course, we know that through you, Izzy is definitely with you, but please help us to find the love and the respect and the grace and the example to be able to protect all of our babies as these trying times continue to affect us, and to give us strength to continue in your way with your love and your devotion. I say this in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom our blessings flow. We need you now, Lord. We need you now, Lord. We need you right now, right now, right now. We need you now. Not another second or another minute. Not an hour of another day. But, Lord, we need you. Oh, Lord. Right away. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. And on this show, it's the Real Deal Holyfield. There are no smoking guns. And our next subject matter and our next topic that we're I'm live right out here at the L.A. Mission, where Kirk Franklin's going to be performing today. If you haven't seen him, it's free. And you can come on down and hang out and see him and his wonderful gospel choir in concert. Our next topic is a very sensitive topic that's spreading all over the nation. As I looked over the map of the United States from the CDC, it has covered every state except for two states in the United States of America, and that's the new disease monkeypox. Monkeypox in New York, there are 900 cases in New York. And in California, there's 374 cases. In Chicago, Illinois, there's a large number of cases. There are cases all over the United States now, and it is growing. What you need to know about it is going to be, we're going to talk about it in just a minute, but what you need to understand is that this is not going to get better. It's going to get worse. You know, you're not going to be able to go to the grocery store, the gas station, because they're going to make people stay in the house all over again like they did with COVID. So get ready for martial law to take over the United States at some point. Now, I'm giving you my personal opinion, but I'm trying to educate you on what's going down. Okay, so without further ado, Professor Reams, please take the floor. Take us into our next topic.
All right, thank you, Pastor Jones. So the focus is on monkeypox. So as usual, we're going to give you all the Real Deal Holyfield information about this and about this new virus that's spreading around. So let's first talk about what we know. What we know so far is that there are 2,891 cases in the United States. Globally, it's 16,836 cases overall. Now, for the U.S., it was detected and started with men in the LGBTQ community overall. However, it is spread to women and children. And one of the problems that occurred in this is that it was misdiagnosed in its early stages as just another STD. So that gives us a clue at the type of transmission it's going to be. Now, recently the World Health Organization has declared it as a rapidly spreading outbreak in the global health, and the global health emergency, as Pastor Jones has mentioned. So as he's mentioned, it is fast spreading. Now, monkeypox in the past been a rare disease caused by infection with the monkeypox virus. So you have to have the virus in order to spread it. It is not a sexually transmitted disease. So it's not like AIDS where you have to be intimate or having sex to get it. So the monkey virus is part of the same family of viruses, Ebola virus, which is the virus for smallpox. However, the symptoms are similar but milder so far. So, and it's rare if it's fatal. But as we've seen in the past, let's just put a dot out on that and quote unquote that it's not fatal. So, as it progresses, and monkeypox is not related to chickenpox whatsoever. So, what are we looking at as far as its origins? We've known about monkeypox since 1958 when it was discovered in a colony of monkeys, and then they took the monkeypox virus and they were experimenting with it. Later on, it began infecting rodents and non-human primates, and so the first real case of monkeypox was recorded in 1970. So it's been around for quite some time. Now, here is what is positive news about monkeypox so far, is that the virus is usually transmitted through direct physical contact, person to person. That and the only way that you can get it is if you place your hands on the sores that are there or contaminated material. So let's first get to the before we talk about some of the other things overall. Symptoms of monkeypox is that you have a fever, you have a headache, you have a muscle ache, backache, swollen lymph nodes, chills, and exhaustion. There's also a rash, which sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't, but then there's a rash and pimples and blisters that form on the body, on the hands, feet, chest, genitals, rectum, anus, overall. And sometimes when it's contacted internationally, there are single lesions, sores in the mouth or on the genitals as well. Okay, so if you've had kind of the chicken pox, then it's going to be in a way similar, even though they're not the same type of disease. So what happens now? Now that you know how it's transmitted, here is what occurs. If you've touched through contact face-to-face or hands and or clothing of a person who has exhibited these symptoms, then that places you at risk of getting monkeypox. So let's go through how the infection goes. The infection has a long period of gestation. That means that it takes a while before you see the symptoms show up. So if the incubation period is roughly 1 to 2 weeks, during that time you feel fine, and you have no symptoms, and you are not contagious. It's when you see the symptoms that I gave to you of the fever, headache, rash, muscle ache, swollen lymph nodes, chills, and exhaustion, that is a red flag sign that says that now you have the symptoms. And so once the symptoms appear, a person is contagious, and the illness typically lasts 2 to 4 weeks. So during that time, when you see the symptoms, and if you're sick with it for 2 to 4 weeks, you are also contagious. So anyone that comes in contact physically with you is going to get it. So, and then sometimes the rash comes first, or sometimes you'll have the lesions, sores in the mouth or the genitals. So now let's get to the transmission of it specifically. So direct contact with the infectious rash, scabs, or body fluid of the person. So if you're taking the person's temperature and they're sweating, or they sneeze on something overall, any sort of body fluids will transmit it to you if you don't wash your hands. There's also respiratory secretions during prolonged face-to-face contact or during intimate physical contact so the kissing, cuddling, and or sex. So again, it's face to face and or physical contact. touching items that were previously touched by the infected person, such as they've wiped themselves with a towel on the rash or body fluids, again, from a towel, that will also spread it as well. Pregnant people can spread the virus to the fetus through the placenta as well. So, and it's also possible for people to get monkeypox from infected animals that scratch or bite you. So this is where it is currently. Now, with that being 2 to 4 weeks, that means that if you're thinking that you have the flu or a cold or, you know, mild COVID, it is best for you to just go in and get diagnosed, because again, the problem with misdiagnosis is why there has been this spread, because people think, oh, it's just a cold, I've dealt with it before, and so it's not going to bother me, and then they pass it on to family and loved ones. Now, the way to prevent this is avoid close skin-to-skin contact with people who have the rash that looks like monkeypox, but also with anyone who seems to exhibit these symptoms until you know what it is. Do not touch rash or scabs of a person with a monkeypox. Do not kiss, hug, cuddle, have sex with someone with monkeypox. Do not share utensils or cups with persons with monkeypox. So we're back to the restrictions and being isolated as we were with COVID when you understand that a loved one is not feeling well. The moment that that happens, then it's off to somewhere to make sure that whatever the symptoms are, it's something else. Also, do not handle, touch the bedding, towels, or clothing of a person with monkeypox. Wash your hands often with soap and water, or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. And definitely, they've talked about Central and Western Africa to avoid contact with animals that can spread monkeypox and the virus, rodents and primates as well. So for this particular area, they've also recommended isolate at home, and if you have an active rash or other symptoms, stay in a separate room or area away from people or pets you live with when possible. Now, but once again, it's not fatal, but it's just, it takes you away from work for 2 to 4 weeks, but it also depends on your metabolism and your immune system overall on how you respond to it, because it could be a multitude of things. It could be just one thing, but it can still be part of monkeypox. So the next thing is asked, you may want to ask, is there a vaccine? And actually there is, yes. There are two vaccines licensed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA. And they're available for preventing monkeypox infection. So it's Jynneos, also known as Imvamune or Imvanex, and also ACAM 2000. Now, in the United States, there is currently a limited supply of Jynneos, although more is expected to come in the next weeks. We'll talk about further about the actions, what the United States is doing after we finish. ACAM 2000, this vaccine should not be used in people who have some health conditions, including weakened immune system, skin conditions, and dermatitis and eczema or even pregnancy. So we have two vaccines that can be used. As far as any other treatments or so, no, it has not been identified. As far as specific vitamins and or other holistic methods, not as of yet, because once again, this was not expected to become the next thing, but it had been warned for quite some time. So the big question is, what has been the response of the United States? Well, unfortunately, it's been slow, but the Biden administration is bolstering response to the spread by ordering more of the Jynneos vaccine. It has also made sure to make its priority of working with CDC and the rest of the pharmaceuticals who will provide this to get these doses out. The biggest problem that was identified by Adam Schiff is the fact that, yes, we have the vaccine, but the doses are so small that they're having to ration by the folks who have extreme symptoms as opposed to just getting the vaccine early on. Gnosis is a major problem because it looks like any sort of symptom that you may have. You may think you have just a simple cold or a flu, and it's really the first stages or second or third stages or so of the monkeypox itself. The rash can come in, but the rash can be mixed with chickenpox if you haven't had them, or shingles if you're older, over 50, because that's a rash in itself. The only thing that you can do is the moment that you feel ill is to go to the hospital or go or speak with your doctor, get tested to see what you have. And in that way, you take the preventative measures. But seeing that we're in this pandemic anyway, our survival skills and or behavior needs to kick in, that regardless of what happens, you have to be careful. Now, the question that's come up, can it be transmitted through the air? Short distances, if you have respiratory droplets, as you've mentioned, through contact, through coughing, sneezing, whatever it is, or something is coming out of your lungs, can travel, but it doesn't stay in the air like the flu for very long so far. So it's more of the intimate contact and close contact that we all have within our families and all that is transmitting it. And that's why I would say that, yes, it is spreading, but a lot slower than how COVID was in a matter of days or even weeks, because, again, it's based on physical contact, which means if you're not having physical contact with anyone and you're keeping your distance, then but you're also keeping up your immune system, as well as masking, then you should be okay. It's just the fact that we've already gone through a pandemic where people were isolated, where we couldn't touch each other, that people now want to hug and shake hands and greet each other and pats on the back. And the person may or may not know that they have it. At least in the first 2 weeks, it's not a problem. But when you show some signs, you say, well, I just have a little sore throat. Okay, yeah, that's not a good sign because then you may be very contagious. So that is the state of affairs at this point. So I will yield back to you, Pastor Jones, to Talana, and also to the regulator on this is where we are with monkeypox. We have an opportunity to contain this by taking the necessary actions to identify it, separate ourselves, be mindful of our loved ones, and to get early doctor's visits in to avoid its spread. So it is doable. So I yield back to all of the fine panel of the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk Radio. Yes.
This is another serious issue, another hot topic with this monkeypox. I believe many of us that's listening to this show has heard of it. And Professor Reams, I think these are a couple of questions that I would like to ask you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And one of the questions would be, mostly have been transmitted in the LGBTQ population, and and can you also share where have it originated from? Is there an origin, that this monkeypox has come out, and how long has it, how this has been out for several decades, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you are correct. And so let's go back to its origins. Monkeypox was discovered in 1958 when two outbreaks of a pox-like disease occurred in colonies of monkeys kept for research. Now, despite being named monkeypox, the source of the disease remained unknown. However, African rodents and known human primates might harbor the virus and infected people. So it's been prevalent in Africa, and we can get into the why that's always Africa that this always occurs, but we'll talk about later, since 1958. Now, the first case of monkeypox was recorded in 1970, and so prior to the 2022, monkeypox had been reported in people in several central Western African countries. Previously, almost all monkeypox cases in people outside of Africa were linked to the international travel to countries where the disease commonly occurs or through imported animals. These cases occurred on multiple continents. So there's the way that disease is used for, there's a place of origin, you know, and then from there it spreads just by contact. And once again, it wasn't sexual contact. It was just if there's by animal scratching, by if people had it, still be in contact by touching their clothes, or the person was in the early stages of the 2 to 4 weeks of the contagious where it still wasn't feeling bad, but then was able to transmit it. There it could be multiple ways or even using utensils that the other person is used and not washing them properly. So this is a virus which is based on touch. It's simple. Once it gets into your skin or into a cut or you fail to wash and you eat with your hands on some food or whatever it is, then that's how it gets transmitted. And that's why I was mentioning that in the air, it can't last very long. I mean, but immediate contact with the person who is sick, yes, that's how it's transmitted, but its origin seems to be part of, as usual, play of Central and Western Africa, even though it talked about that these have been, kept for research purposes. So you never know what happened or how those contaminations occur. We have some speculations and also some suspicions overall. But that is so far what we know now. Now, you know how this news cycle works. Once we start delving further, there could be more information behind it, probably, maybe innocent, but also maybe sinister as well. So that is what we have so far. So, now, Clarence, did I answer your question?
Yes, sir, Professor Reams. Thank you very much.
So any other questions overall? So like I said, this is one of the, even though it's tragic situation that we're finding ourselves in, it is controllable in the sense. So it just means that we all have to be mindful. Like, for example, in my class, we're having the usual revolving door of students who are getting COVID and then having to stay out of class, various other things. There's also the thought that, we'll have protocols that should the person, deal or have to be taken out because monkeypox will have something there. Oh, Pastor Jones, were you going to dive in? Yeah.
Yes, can I jump in for a second?
Sure.
First of all, this is such a very important topic, you guys. I'm not kidding. This should not fall on deaf ears. The monkeypox is serious. It's worse than COVID-19. The reason why it's worse than COVID-19, you couldn't see COVID-19, but you can definitely see the monkeypox. This disease has been around a long time, but it's never been to this magnitude. So we need to pay attention. We need to be educated and knowledgeable of what we're going to be dealing with in the extreme, very near future. You think emergency rooms and stuff like that and dead bodies were everywhere then? Wait till this gets out of control and they shut down and put martial law over the United States. As you hear the governor of California saying it's mandatory to wear a mask again, there is a reason for that. Pay attention. Get educated. Get knowledgeable. And I got to tell you something. I want you to read about the monkeypox because right now the vaccines are only going to certain people. Read about it and find out who those certain people are. You're not going to believe it when you read it. There's a mission behind this thing. And I yield the floor back to you, Professor Reams. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. Go right ahead, Professor. Please take the floor.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. Yes, the urgency is there because that's why you have elected officials saying that we're not moving fast enough on something that could be easily resolved by just doing very simple things such as isolation, wearing your mask, and also being mindful of loved ones and getting them checked out as quickly as possible. Now, we also know that that everyone doesn't have the access as all in the country because of the economics and overall. That's why I'm hoping that the governor, at least within the state of California, will have mobile medical units to just see what's going on, to go to places where the hospitals are over full, or they don't have access to doctors or whatever in general, to make sure that we jump on this better than it was with COVID-19. Because otherwise, as any virus will do, once it gets in and it gets active and going, it's going to mutate. And we don't want it to mutate to a more dangerous level where it would be catastrophic. Yes, it is dangerous to definitely get it. But it's as far as its totality, it's still too early to see. But yes, we need to take care of both and be mindful of the precautions that we have. And thank God we have time. So let's use what we learned with COVID and so that we make this a mild minimum infection. Talana, any thoughts?
Absolutely, yes. Professor Ring.
Yes.
The smallpox, the monkeypox, this situation about how I've been talking about the sign of times, it just reminds me of the story of Moses. And there's also a cartoon version of this called The Prince of Egypt. And those who are covered in the blood are covered with the lamb's blood over their doors. And it's keeping you away or your family away from harm's way. And the situation with the smallpox, it spread. It spread everywhere. And to the point where some majority of the people who were not able to withstand and their immune systems like were overtaken, died. So Dad's talking about martial law, like that there's just things that sound all too familiar from the Bible that are existing right now in present time. So I'm praying for our strength, praying for the injustice that we're going through, praying for the families who need it most, and all of us who, you know, need to meet God exactly where we are, to stay, keep your immune system built, stay away from anyone. As I heard you say, Professor Rings, stay away from anything that has to do with drinking after someone, touching or sweating, coughing, anything that causes cross-contamination is not good right now. And to be very careful, to wear our masks, and to, I would just say, stay prayed up because God is first and he can protect us from everything going on right now. So I thank you. I yield back, Professor Reams and Dad and Clarence.
Preach and amen. Thank you so much, Talana. So now that we're at this time, I'm not sure if Cousin P will be able to be on the line and or Linda Goldie or one of our fabulous co-hosts to include. But the thing that I can share, as we've all been saying with the panel, we're not here to tell you what to do, but we're here to educate you with the best information possible so that you can make the decisions for yourself on how you want to act accordingly. But it's always good that we encourage you to research, do your own research of what's going on, because that strengthens you. Handle the day, to survive, to be defensive, and still be here to get into good trouble, as John Lewis keeps telling us, and or to get into great trouble, as we all are going to be getting into as we slide into the midterms overall. And it's always wonderful where even if you're going to be many of the causes, whether you're going to be texting or even marching or at different events, is definitely be mindful of your neighbor. But of course, in love and in prayer, that we all continue to fight the good fight in the activism that we do each and every day. So, well, with that in mind, let's see here. We certainly can go into our segments now, because I think we've done a wonderful job. And as a matter of fact, let's listen to what the scripture of the week is. So it's 1 Corinthians chapter 16. And of course, as I mentioned, the word is grateful. And I did use grateful to be so grateful that we're here at this point, because God has placed us in this position because he trusts that we will do as he's asked us to do. So everyone who's here, you are brilliant. You are fantastic. You are doing what you need to do and where he needs us to be. And that makes it all wonderful and makes him so happy and so proud that he's working through us overall. I can't speak for him, but it just shows that the fact that we're here at this time, he has placed us here for a reason. And that's how I always consider grateful. Now, the 1 Corinthians chapter 16 reads, "Let all your things be done with charity." So, and I always say charity and love, because the fact I never ask for anything back for anything. It's always a gift I want to give to someone, because it's my way of showing how much I care and how much I want, you know, my children, my family, my friends to grow and to be able to move forward with something that they need. So it's a wonderful passage, and this keeps us aligned with, yes, there's these dark things that are going on, but there's also great joy that the good Lord provides us with it. And when we give as he gives, then we get so much joy and we get so much back from him, because of the fact that it shows that we can only represent him in the way that he gives to us by giving to others. So with that, I'm going to prematurely, until we hear from Pastor Jones. Solana, could you give us some words of wisdom?
Absolutely.
Take your time.
Thank you. Okay. I found this passage that I think fits today's wisdom. Mm-hmm. I pray everyone enjoy. Mm-hmm. Every man must decide whether he will walk in the light, creative altruism, or in the darkness of destructive selfishness. We must use time creatively in the knowledge that the time is always right to do what's right. Property is intended to serve life. No matter how much we are surrounded in it with rights and respect, it has no personal being. It is a part of the earth that man walks on. It is not man. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great of a burden to bear. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Solana Jones.
Solana, excellent. Oh, my God, there's so many gems there. And it, especially reminding us of, it's one thing about it is that we tend to think that if we do the right thing, we'll get a reward. No, it's doing the right thing with nobody there to see you, but doing the right thing because it is the right thing to do. And the way that justice is and the way that hate is and takes a lot of energy, that love is the ultimate thing that the good Lord is expecting us. Because, yes, it is very hard, but it is
Pastor Jones,
very
can I
grateful.
Jump in for a second?
Yes, jump in, Pastor Jones.
Say, Yes, it's Pastor Jones. This is an amazing show today, and the information pertaining to what happened to young Izzy and the information pertaining to the CDC and monkeypox are such a priority. They're top priority number one. First of all, preserving young human lives, especially our young African-American kids. For instance, the young man that was shot 61 times, 90 shots were fired at him. He was afraid to stop for the police, and then when he did stop, they shot him 60 times. We're talking to you about civil rights issues. Believe it or not, COVID-19 is a civil rights issue. I don't want to say any names, but I'm going to just say this. The secret societies and the powers that be, they know about these diseases years before they release them and unleash them on the planet Earth. They know what effect it'll have, and they know who they're targeting with these diseases. This is why this information is pertinent information. It's extremely important that we continue to listen, continue to share, and continue to educate, because a lot of times, by the time they get through building something in our community, we don't know until the last minute. By that time, it's too late for us to go to the city council to protest it, or the county board of supervisors, or the governor of the state of California, because by the time they tell us, it's already done. So this is why we need to stay ahead of the game and be up front and be knowledgeable and educated so that we can be prepared. And I'm going to say this again. Start growing your own food, your own tomatoes and carrots and celery and oranges and apples, because if you don't, you're going to wish that you did when you can't get in a grocery store, when you have to wait in the line on an odd and even day to get into the store, when the National Guards will be patrolling the gas stations, the grocery stores, and the communities, and martial law is called over the United States. You're going to wish you did. So I'm going to yield back to you, Professor Reen, and what a wonderful show. Clarence and Alan, Alana, you guys are doing a fabulous job. I'm here at the Mission, the L.A. Mission, where Kirk Franklin will be performing today, and the crowd is growing and growing and growing. And I just want to say to everybody, you got to stand up for something or you'll fall for anything. All right, I yield back to you, Professor Reeves.
Thank you, Pastor Jones. And I also want to do a second applause to Talana. Talana, you come up with all of these wonderful words of wisdom. You know, I'd like to just ask, and I hope I'm not embarrassing you, what process do you use to use that? Because they are such gems. And I am just so awed by the wisdom that's being shared. So can you share what you do? Just, and you know, what do you do?
I have been on a journey of reflection lately, and it's all of this is pouring out of me. It just feels I'm creatively expressing myself freely now, and affirmation, positive affirmation, positive quotes from Langston Hughes. My favorite people in the world are Martin Luther King Jr., Du Bois. Wow. Nikki Giovanni, Maya Angelou. Oh, my gosh. I could stem from so many people who I am influenced by when it comes to positive. Muhammad Ali, for sure.
Sure.
There's so – even Chadwick Boseman, he had a lot. Denzel Washington, there's just people who have given so much influence to the world and shown that through adversity, through trial and error, through a lot of, you know, adversity that we face, that there's still beauty through the struggle. And finding that beauty is where I'm going right now. So on the journey, I've been pouring out a lot of my inner feelings, and it's interesting what comes out. And sometimes I'm also listening to what we're doing through the show. It's almost like how you do the commentary. I listen.
Yes.
And as I'm listening, I'm writing as we're speaking. So it just comes. And I'm thankful to God that I have the gift to share. Like, I want to be able to do more. It just feels like we have had so much injustice, so much disrespect, and I say now that in certain parts of the world that chivalry is dead. So it just feels so far away, and we need the positivity to remain. So I would love to keep that light a lot, as much as possible. And I believe, like, each one teach one, reach one. And so I believe if I'm able to share, it might help somebody else like it's helping me.
Well, Talana, my hope, if you're going to be doing this, is that you're also going to publish your words of wisdom in something. Have a blog, a radio, or a Patreon page with all of your affirmations, and or a website which just people can go to. Clarence, what do you think about that? As since you are published, prophet as well.
Well, first, Talana, you're phenomenal. When you come on with your segment, Words of Wisdom, you are giving the food of life to live by. You know, you inspire us, you teach us, you motivate us to be a better person that we are in that moment. So,
brother,
you know.
Okay. You guys, can you hear me? Can you hear me? It's Pastor Jones.
Yes,
Pastor
yes,
Jones.
Pastor
can you hear
Jones.
Me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we have Vera on the line. Vera, welcome to the show, Vera. Come on in, Vera. Oh. How are you today?
Good morning, everyone. I am doing wonderful, and this has been so much, well, great information today.
Please, because we got one of the things here.
Good morning, Professor Reed.
Okay, sir. I'm not getting smart with you, sir. I didn't say nothing smart to you.
Okay, no.
I just told you that we paid. The LA Mission is paying for this. I didn't get sarcastic with you or nothing.
Okay,
man. Okay, that's inappropriate, man.
Okay, that's fine.
It's inappropriate.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
I apologize, you guys had to hear that. But we're live, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I apologize you had to hear that, but we're live, and some people don't have respect. So you got to have respect for everybody. God bless y'all, and you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Go right ahead.
Okay. Dr. Granny B., always an honor having you here. I'm going to ask you a question after we have Clarence finish his thoughts, because Talana, as you've heard, provided a wonderful, wonderful words of wisdom, and we're just trying to continue to encourage her genius to continue to do that and also to publish and do all the things, because the gift is flowing now as he's in the zone. So it went to Clarence. So, Clarence, can you finish up what your thoughts were? And then we'll go to Dr. Granny P.
Yes. And as I was saying, Talana, you're phenomenal with these words of wisdom. And like Professor Reams has mentioned, if you have a collection of these words of wisdom, it is worth putting them in a book, in a manuscript,
yes,
even a podcast.
Amen.
A website, you know, the genius of Professor Reams is out of this world, you know, because you have a collection of things that you have shared, and that would be a great title for your manuscript book,
Words of Wisdom
by Lana Jones. I see it now. I'm speaking
yes.
it into existence. So,
oh, I'm getting shivers.
You know, Professor Reams, thank you for mentioning this, inspiring Talana. And Talana, I would love for you to just take this by the reins and go ahead and formulate it and get it all typed up. And you know, you can do it all on yourself just by going to get your ISBN number from the Library of Congress and then just finding you a printing company to print the book, you know. Or you can go to, like I did, a self-published corporation, and they will also help you to formulate and get the manuscript, because you have put enough pieces together to go ahead and have a great read, and a great read that will share life, knowledge, wisdom, inspiration, and love. So thank you, Talana, for all you do. I commend you. I respect you. And most of all, the other word for charity is I love you.
So no, Talana, go on. Yes.
It means the world, and I give you my word. So only God. You know how they say when you go to church and you're listening to a sermon that the message is directly hitting you specifically, mm-hmm. and yes. that is meant just for you. My son Devin also challenged me to write a book. So it's three. Two or more are gathered, that's only God.
Yes.
So I have to say, yes, absolutely. I am all for it. I'm actually on the journey. I just have not been sharing. So thank you so much for the confirmation. It is to come. And I love you all as well. Thank you so much. It means so much to me.
Let's give Talana a hand, definitely.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. That is so wonderful. If I might chime in, can we get a health and wellness going with Vera? I mean, I really want to hear some health and wellness. We've heard all this great stuff. Go right ahead, Professor Reams. I yield back to you while you bring on our next wonderful segment.
So, Dr. Granny V, we've talked about Izzy Scott, so we want to want your take on it. It's always an honor because the doctor's in the house, as well as with the monkeypox. And hopefully you might have identified some foods or vitamins or anything like that that will, as you've done before, but to remind our listeners about foods that will strengthen their immune system in light of us battling COVID, but also monkeypox as well. So I yield to you, Dr. Granny V.
Okay. So good morning again, everyone. Well, today I want to mention, I just thought about it since we were speaking about the monkeypox, and it's really imperative for all of us to do that thing that we do, and that's eat the colors of the rainbow. But today I want to speak to you about an oil and a seed. And that particular seed is black seed oil. Now, this oil is pressed from the seeds of a flower, a shrub called Nigella sativa. And then it's derived from the cumin, from the black cumin, from thousands of years ago. It was way back in the day of King Tut. So this particular seed is God sent, and it's really powerful, and it has many medicinal properties. Now, it's best if it's cold-pressed or organic. So you can take this right before eating your breakfast, if you take it in the morning, or right before dinner, if you take it in the evening. And you can begin with a small amount, like a half a teaspoon, and then you can work yourself up to 2 teaspoons per day. Now, there is a caution. If you're on blood thinners, please contact your doctor before taking, because it may slow down your blood clotting and increase bleeding if you're bleeding anywhere or any part of your body. Now, some of the benefits are countless, but I have a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes. It's great for
take
pain.
Your time.
Oh, that's my uncle's song, as you know, written for the SOS band. Take your time. That means he's present.
Yep.
Amen. So if you are one that experiences pain, chronic pain, inflammation, if you're diabetic, if your glucose levels are under control, or if your blood sugar levels, this is great for you. If you have hypertension, cholesterol, inflammation, as I stated, anywhere in your body, it will help reduce it. Now, it's imperative for us to be moving, to keep moving so we can keep the flow of our cells, our blood, and the muscles moving. So it also is great for clogged arteries, and it is an immune booster. So if you take it with vitamin D, which we all need, and we get that sun, it's great. For ladies, the menopausal symptoms that you're going through, the hot flashes, the pain, or perhaps no sleep, that's great for you as well. And it's great for those with kidney disease, problems with your bladder, and those that have allergies. Now, this is one that also will increase your testosterone levels, and it will supply more blood supply for you if you have erectile dysfunction. Now, if you have gastrointestinal disorders, It will help with bloating, diarrhea, constipation, even weight loss, or if you have problems with your liver. Now, let me mention that this is also good for the hair because it promotes hair growth, especially if we mix it with olive oil or coconut oil, almond oil, one of those different oils. And if you're having skin issues, it was great for that as well. You can also mix it with one of the carrier oils. Now, you can use this oil or seed. If you're going to use the seed, I sprinkle it over soups, over salads, or just over anything. I may even sprinkle it over my brown rice. So you may start to feel a little difference anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, depending on how you take it and depending on what you're using as far as what is giving you energy. Is it the live food? Is it fast food? Is it junk food? We need to stay alive by eating lively food. And last but not least, if you're asthmatic, it's great for asthma, bronchitis, cough, and respiratory. So as the monkeypox was mentioned, that is what came to me, the black seed oil that we can all purchase. And thank you so much, Professor Rains, Clarence, and Talana, and I yield it back to you. And everyone, stay healthy, wealthy, and wise, and keep faith with one another. Amen.
Granny B.
Granny B.
All right, go ahead. Right on with health and wellness.
All righty. So, Pastor Jones. Oh, go on.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Hi, good morning.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
I love you guys so much. You guys are just, I love you guys. I love you all so much. And thank you for all the love. And, wow. I don't know what to say, but thank you so much. I'm going to yield back to you, Professor Reams, so we can get Regulate the Manual on there. Hold on.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And once again, a happy, happy birthday. And thank you, Dr. Granny V. I've got my black seed oil notes down there. Thank you, Talana. Words of wisdom. Knocked it out of the ballpark. And a wonderful shout out to Kirk Franklin and what he's going to be doing today with at the mission. Wonderful way of showing good hope. But we have another co-producer, co-host that I call the prophet of us all. Before I ask him to speak, Clarence, your brilliance, not by genius, but your brilliance in creating a book, which is a warning for us all, Regulate the Manual, as well as The Haunted Soul Brother, is just phenomenal. And that, as I've said, equal to those of like Malcolm Nance, who deals with they're going to take away our democracy. Yours is a warning tale that says what we can do to avoid disaster if we'd only read and study and also do our due diligence to persist. And it's always an honor to listen to your wealth of information and the tidbits that you share with everyone so that they can be better than they were the day before. So with that, the regular.
Okay. Dan, hold on a second. Hold on. We have a caller in the 503 area code. Caller in the 503-747. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And is this who I think it is? Is this Linda Goldie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, everybody give a big hand for Linda Goldie. Come on. Let's give her a big hand.
Hello.
Goldie.
Linda. Woohoo. Yes.
And also, we got Cousin V. Let's give a big hand. How are you, Cousin V? Give Cousin V a
good
big
morning.
Hand from Texas.
Good morning, Cousin V. Woohoo. Yes. Jones.
Go right here, Professor
Reed. Pastor Jones.
Professor Reed, take back over, please. Take back over.
All right. So, Clarence, a question. Would you like for Linda to go and provide us with a poem first, or do you want to go with Regulate the Manual before we go to Cousin V?
Yes, absolutely. Linda and Cousin V. Let's get this poetry in motion, and let's get the sports report.
Okay. All right. So, Linda, always, if you please share with us a poem that you have for poetry in motion. I've been dying to get my hug. So go for it, whatever is on your mind.
Well, this is the shortest one I could find in the interest of time. And since I've just been sick, it's appropriate. When an animal is sick or hurt, it gets alone. It leaves the pack and won't go back until the healing is shown. Why do people think that they can heal someone by what they say? By prayers that must be long or loud, for pleasing God or for a crowd? I don't know why, when I think back, that I have used that same attack, as if God's deaf and we must wait, beating hard on heaven's gate to let us in. When did that begin? That's it.
Oh, excellent, excellent. I got my hug.
Beautiful.
And the question of when did that begin.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda. And our prayers are with you that you get better. And so just accept our prayers that we claim that you will feel much better moving forward. So, but thank you. Now, Cousin V?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Cousin V, once again, we look forward to the sport report. We love you. And now let's get in with the wonderful information you're going to share with us. So, Cousin V.
Well, first of all, I want to say Eddie did have his birthday on Saturday. So I'll say happy birthday to you from me, because tomorrow is my birthday. We 3 days apart, but different years. And
oh,
I also want to point out the fact that when we went to the breakfast for Brandy, Eddie can tell you all that they placed him at table number 23, and I was placed at table number 26. So we just talked about how awesome God is.
Three days apart. My God.
And so, with the sports report, I'm going to start out with the standings for the MLB, for the Major League Baseball. In the AL East, we have the New York Yankees, Toronto, and Tampa Bay are the top three. In the AL Central, we have Minnesota, Cleveland, and Chicago White Sox. AL West, we have Houston, Seattle, and Texas Rangers. And then fourth is the Los Angeles Angels and Oakland, all in the AL West. And I just wanted to mention that since we're Texans and Californians. In the NL East, we have the New York Mets, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and my Miami Marlins. In the NL Central, we have Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Pittsburgh. And guess who's number one in NL West? The L.A. Dodgers, San Diego second, San Francisco third, and Arizona is fifth. So that's the MLB. Then in the WNBA, we had on the Saturday game on Eddie's birthday, Los Angeles, they played Las Vegas, and Los Angeles lost, of course, to Las Vegas, 84-66, and Chicago lost to New York, 83-80. And then on Sunday, we had Dallas over Indiana, 96-86. Then we had Seattle over Atlanta, 82-72. And then Connecticut beat Minnesota, 86-79. And then in the golf world, we have three Americans won. And like I said, they always call it tied for fourth, but they still come in like first, second, third, and fourth. So Tiafoe won, first place American. Then we had SJM, second place, and he tied with Eagle Willow for second place. And then fourth, we had S. Piercy. And fifth, we had T. Hodge. The next tournament this Thursday on the 28th and ending on the last day of the month of July will be the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It will be played in the Detroit Golf Club. You can see it on CBS and the Golf Channel. And the purse for that is $8,400,000. And the purse that we just mentioned at the 3M Golf Tournament, which was played this week on the 21st through the 24th, it was a $7,500,000 purse. And I'm just saying they do have junior leagues for the kids to get into. So try to get your kids in some of the junior league sports. They're not as dangerous as we're learning about soccer and CTA and then, of course, the NFL. So we have others like tennis and volleyball, but volleyball can also be, but it's not as bad. But, yes, get your kids in some of the junior sports. This is my first report, and have a blessed week.
Cousin B.
Cousin B.
I bless you, Cousin B. Love you. Thank you.
Cousin B, Cousin B. Love you, Cousin B. In the essence of time, we got Aretha Adams-Jones on. Everybody say good afternoon, and Aretha Adams-Jones, good morning.
Dr. Aretha.
Aretha.
Good morning.
Happy Monday. It's 10:52, it's 10:51. Let's get her right on so we can get the mental health and you on right now. Dr. Aretha, please take the floor. And then after that, Clarence Jim Allen, give us Regulate the Manual in the short version. And then we'll get none other than Professor Reams with the commentary. Go right ahead. Take the floor. Give us mental health and you.
Mr. Huffin, you, happy Monday. Did you know that doing absolutely nothing has mental health benefits? And studies show that letting go of everything and doing nothing has mental and physical health benefits. And there's a doctor by the name of Dr. Francine Totter, and she says to remember these three things. Remind yourself that you can stop what you're doing and resume normal activity later. Number two, she says, stay with your plan and interaction to do nothing. But if anxiety builds because some people feel that they just have to do something, she said to calm down any jitters. And number three, if your comfort level hasn't improved, ground yourself in the here and now. So just remember, mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you very much. Mental health. All right. Yeah, thank you so much. Now, without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, take the floor and give us Regulate the Manual. We got about 7 minutes.
Yes. Thank you, Pasciati, Professor Reem, to all of our other co-panelists, and especially thank you to all our dedicated listeners who follow us every Monday and those who may come on this Monday and even in the future. You know, there's a topic that is so difficult for discussion, but Regulate the Manual would be incomplete if I didn't include the gays and the lesbians in this book, because some of us have issues with them also, but they are people. They have occupations. They live lives. They do everything that we all do as people who may not be gay or lesbian. If there are any more turns, we will now open the floodgates as wide as we can to allow more people inside. There's always more room inside of Regulate for more people to come in. So come one, come all. Give them all a check to see who have their privacy, including inside of this next section. We will feature some of those who would even dare to be mentioned in the way that they were thought of by others years ago out in the open public, especially way back in the days. But due to the signs of times and along with the adding up of all the drastic changes that man have made within our society and all the other events that had their hands in on the way
things are now done. All of these events have played a part on how we all as a society have changed in the world. All the stories that have been told, brace yourselves. Here we go. The individuals in this section have evolved into and they have grown into an enormous group of individuals and people, just like a snowball that is rolling down a snow-covered hill. This next set of individuals and people have not only grown into numbers, but they have for some years come out of the closet. And we're going to stop right there. But if you want to complete this section, you got to open your book. And if you don't have one, go to regulatethemanager.com because this book is written and you are in here.
Thank you, Glenn.
The regulator. Nice.
All right, Clarence, regulator profit.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Clarence. And in the interest of time, it's always a hard act to follow, but we try to do the best we can, is now the commentary. And so overall, what a fantastic show has been. And the word of the week is grateful. And so this is how I dearly have the honor and privilege, and I'm so grateful that the panel here that we have on the Eddie Justice Jones, how loving we are, how we are a family on the radio. It has just been an honor. And the one thing about it is that I did read the scripture of the week of 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14, and I forgot the verse 14, so do apologize for that mistake, which says, let all your things be done with charity. But as Clarence mentioned, charity is another word for love. So let's do everything in love and in his name as we go forward. Once again, happy birthday to both Pastor Jones and also the Cousin Pete. Once again, it is just an honor to know both of you and to also know the secret that you're 3 days apart from each other overall, even in formal events. So,
I just want to say to you, Professor Rings, he works behind the scenes for me. I'm trying to get this thing together for my daughter. But I just want to thank him for also stepping up to the plate and being our host today. And in the essence of Eddie having to work. So thank you so much for stepping up to the plate. He asked me, but it's just not a good week. So I'm still asking y'all for prayers because maybe it's my first birthday without her, because she always baked me a cake or made those chocolate covered strawberries. So thank you for stepping in once again.
Well, thank you, Cousin B. And of course, it's an honor. And also, we love you. And, you know, we support everything that you do. And our prayers are with you as we go through the journey together with you. And so definitely in the interest of time, we've talked about Izzy Scott and we've talked about monkeypox. And so what the word grateful means is that at least we are here to take action against issues that occur to Izzy and also to warn and educate people about monkeypox. And so with that, that's how we're showing our love for folks, because we want everyone to be well, to be safe, and to have all the information so they make the best decisions overall. So thank you, Clarence Allen, for reminding us of that. We're all in this together, whatever you decide to do or how you decide to live or who you decide to love. Thank you so much, Dr. Granny V, for the black seed oil and how we can always keep ourselves safe. Talana, you knocked it out, so I'm looking forward to your bestseller and then reading and then promoting it when you put it all together. If you need help putting it together, let me know, because it would be an honor to review it. Melanie Aubrey, a shout-out. But then also with Dr. Aretha, you've actually said doing nothing has been a way of mental fitness overall. Well, then let's add to that. When we talk about doing nothing, then the best thing to do is just let go, let God. And then after you have chance to deal with the Father, then you can resume your life. Because, you know, he is not going to leave you or forsake you. But it's in his time of doing nothing and reflection that he gets a chance to minister to us in order to answer the question, why do people pray, as Linda Goldie mentioned. And finally, thing with love, we have been given the opportunity for Pastor Jones to be at the mission with Kirk Franklin, who could have been doing something else, but he's doing this for free, and he's offering hope to the location where he is so that we and he and the good Lord can move forward together in that direction in light of everything else that's going on, from the pandemic to the monkeypox to the tragic loss of life, in the direction that he wants us to be. And, of course, we say this, we say in Jesus' name, amen. And I yield back to the rest of us for the last part of the show. So,
that is my commentary.
Oh, yes. Yes.
All right. I just want to say this to everyone. I want to say, first of all, I want to thank everyone, all of our co-producers and co-hosts on the show. You guys know how much I love you. And in my absence here with the event here for Kirk Franklin at the LA Mission in downtown Los Angeles, and in the wake of my birthday, I want to say thank you guys so much. I had the best birthday ever. I want to thank some wonderful people. I want to thank Wanda, my sister Vera, all my siblings, all my children. Thank you so much. And the phenomenal family, radio family that I have, that I love dearly. And I'm looking forward to September the 10th, when I will be receiving the Presidential Humanitarian Achievement Award, and I'm so excited about it. It's been put off a few times so we can get the right date, the right time, and the right place, but it's going to happen. I just want to tell everybody, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. Remember this, too. The best is yet to come. But remember, monkeypox are real. COVID-19 is real, and it's not going to stop. So we have to be ready. And if you get ready, you don't have to stay ready. So,
amen.
So I just want to say thank you guys, and I love y'all. And I just want to hear everybody say praise the Lord real quick and hallelujah. If you could just holler praise the Lord and hallelujah, I'd be grateful
praise
to hear that all from
everybody.
Praise
the Lord,
praise
the
Lord,
and
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love you guys. With that being said, I'm going to allow. I'm sorry, did somebody say something? Go right ahead.
One last thing.
Okay.
Professor Reams, can you mention 1 Corinthians, the verse?
Oh, yes. The verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Okay. I'm gonna yield the floor back to Professor Reams so he could give you the closing remarks, and we're going to end the show. Go right ahead, Professor Reams. And Clarence and Mallon, thank you. Solana, thank you. Vera, thank you. Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, thank you. And Cousin V, thank you.
That's it. Well, Aretha, well, thank you. All we need is a little more R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yes. We have to play some Aretha Franklin today. I played some yesterday, so we're going to play some more Aretha.
Okay. Okay, Professor Reams, give your closing remarks, and I'm going to end it with a little Aretha.
My closing remark is let's continue to do the right thing, because it's the right thing to do, but also always trust in the Lord, because he will never, ever, ever let you down or forsake you. He will always be with you until the end of time. And so with that, I close with it's just an honor to be here with such a brilliant group. Yes.
Baby, I got it. And what you need, I got it. All I'm asking,
boom.
Oh, Lord, just a little bit, baby. When you get home, just a little bit. Just a little bit. The real question is, what's going on, y'all? What's going on? I love y'all. So y'all take care and have a wonderful day. And God bless everybody. And read. All right, here we go. I'm going to end it right here. Let's see. All right, here we go. Let's see.
Oh, here we got a new song today. Here's our ending song.
By Michael Jackson.
Oh,